one more banjo song. I almost forgot. But I gotta retune. Back to C, but not double C. This is standard C, a little different. I'm gonna play a song that was associated with Uncle Dave Macon. Uncle Dave was one of the first stars of the Grand Ole Opry when it first went on the air back in the late 20s. And did a lot of recording in the early days of country music back in the 20s and the 30s. And he was already in his 50s when he started his appearances on the Grand Ole Opry and started recording. And so his roots go well back into the 19th century. And Uncle Dave was a real, real character. He sang a lot of novelty songs, a lot of funny songs, told a lot of jokes, and he used to, you know, kick up his heels, literally, and spin the banjo between his knees and up over his head, and I won't try and demonstrate that, I'll give myself a concussion. And he had gold teeth, and he always dressed, you know, very fancy, and with a vest and a bowler hat and a bow tie. There's a lot of good stories about Uncle Dave, as you can imagine, with a character like that, and one time, he comes from a time back in the 19th century when the banjo was this goes back to the minstrel show, where the banjo was the sort of a comedian's instrument. And that's an association that has persisted on and on, off and on over the years. But Uncle Dave certainly came from that period, and he was an all-around entertainer and funny guy, and a banjo player was supposed to be a funny person. And there's a story about when Earl Scruggs, the great pioneer of bluegrass banjo, first made his appearance as a member of Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, made his first appearance at the Grand Ole Opry in 1945, or was it 46? I can't remember. And Earl Scruggs came on stage playing a new style, very different from this clawhammer style that I'm playing in, and that's one of the styles that Uncle Dave used. But Earl Scruggs was using a new style, a style that eventually came to be named for him, Scruggs style banjo, very virtuosic three-finger style. And Scruggs came out, you know, dressed very formally, conservatively, stood still like a statue on the stage and just played. And that's it. Very serious, deadly serious, and made quite a sensation. And of course, everybody at the Opry wanted to know what the old master banjo picker, Uncle Dave, thought about this hot young guy. And Uncle Dave said, well, I guess he can pick the banjo pretty good, but he ain't a damn bit funny.
Judgment day, 'cause you can't take money and buy your way, and arise when the rooster crows.
rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. We'll have cider all the fall, 'cause I said I was going to the ball, where the duck chews tobacco and the goose drinks wine, and the old hens cackle while the rooster keeps time. And arise when the rooster crows, arise when the rooster crows. I'm a going back south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. What you gonna do when the women all dead?